listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about some preaching that the Apostle Peter did on the Temple Mount when he gave the Jewish people a fair warning. You'll see what I mean. I'm going to read to you from Acts chapter 3, verses 22 and 23, where we read this. For Moses truly said to the fathers, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things, whatever he says to you. And it shall be that every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people." You see, in Acts chapter 3, an excited crowd gathered on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. They did it because a familiar beggar was miraculously healed of his paralyzed legs. And as the formerly lame man walked, jumped, and praised God, the people ran to see the season for the reason for the excitement. Peter took the opportunity to preach to the crowd, and his sermon has so many remarkable parts to it. Again, it's all in Acts chapter 3. We see first that Peter got their attention. He said, "Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this?" That's in verse 12. We see that Peter gave the glory to God. He said, "Why look so intently at us as though by our own power or godliness we made this man walk?" He said that in verse 12. Then Peter preached Jesus to them. He said, "His servant Jesus," and told them all about Jesus. That's in verse 13. Then Peter spoke to them about their sin. He said, "Whom you delivered up and denied." That's in verse 13. Then Peter preached Christ crucified to them. He said, "You killed the Prince of Life." That's Acts chapter 3, verse 14. Peter preached the resurrection to them, telling them that God raised him from the dead. Peter preached the continuing work of Jesus to them. He said, "His name has made this man strong." That's in verse 16. Peter preached the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy in Jesus. That's in verse 18. And finally, Peter preached repentance. He told them in verse 19, "Repent therefore and be converted." Listen, you put all those things together, that's a remarkable sermon. And after all that, Peter then pointed to a specific prophecy spoken by Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 18. You'll find it in verse 15 and then in verses 18 and 19. The prophecy was that God would send a prophet like Moses, and if they did not hear that prophet, they would be utterly destroyed from among the people. It was important for them to hear that the prophet predicted by Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 18 was in fact the Messiah fulfilled in Jesus Christ. You see, some Jewish scholars in that day thought that this prophet predicted by Moses in Deuteronomy 18 might be someone different than the Messiah. But Peter made it clear, no, those were one and the same. The prophet predicted in Deuteronomy 18 and the Messiah to come. Peter also gave them the strong warning, "Every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed." Now, I suppose that some people today might accuse Peter of being a hellfire and damnation preacher. But Peter told them, if you reject the Messiah, Jesus, the prophet Moses predicted, then there's no eternal hope for you. You shall be utterly destroyed. Now, in one sense, this was fulfilled in less than 40 years when Jerusalem and the temple were destroyed. But these inspired words from Peter did not primarily concern a building or cities, but every soul. It is an unpopular and sobering thought, but love for every soul compels us to say it. Everyone who rejects Jesus Christ, everyone who will not hear him, will be destroyed, and utterly so. Peter loved his hearers enough to give fair warning of an unpleasant truth. May God give us the same love and boldness for others today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.